Hi guys, welcome back to Pisces season. That was Kiss Me by Sixpence. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Pisces season. I'm really tired tonight, I'm not gonna lie. So it's gonna be not a super exciting, high energy talk anything tonight. I'm just playing a lot of music that I got from my mom, or reminds me of my mom. I don't know why, just been really into her music lately. So a lot of stuff from the 90s and 2000s, but mom, if you're listening, I love you very much. So yeah, up next is White Flag by Ditto.
Thank you.
Such a good song. Also, I forgot to say, if you want to call in and have a chit chat with me or on air, the number is 855-915-9636. Also, not a lot of Cranberries tonight. I take all of my music from my mom, which is mostly the Cranberries, and I'm really holding myself back to one song tonight, and up next is Linger by the Cranberries. That was Adia by Sarah McLachlan, the same lady who made that song, like, In the Arms of the Angels, that's in, like, every single PETA commercial. So, yeah, that was a really depressing song, but it's really good. So, next is definitely Change of Mood, and it is Closer to Fine by Indigo Girls.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all, yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. And I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more to these questions pointing me in a crooked line, and the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah, closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. Didn't marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions pointing me in a crooked line, and the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah, closer I. Twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before, and I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. We go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children, we drink from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the Bible, we go. Pointing me in a crooked line, and the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, closer I am to find,
how much
that was Sea of Love by Cat Power. Such a very cute and good song. So now we're doing a little tiny pivot to music that I've been listening to recently that I've been stuck in my head. Also music I like, but I have one more song to play for my mom later. But up next is Nowhere Near by Yola Tango.
Do you know how I feel?
Now it's everyone's favorite time, which is PSA time. Also, tonight's PSA is being read by a special guest, Nathaniel Bertram Oakes. You started the top. Go ahead. You have to talk into the mic.
Numbers to think about. World wealth distribution. The world's eight richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined, according to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos. These eight men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about. From WMFO in Wedford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, that was so great. Thank you, Nathaniel Oakes, for that.
Anytime.
Okay, up next, we have a song by Miss Ivana Korsilova herself. She went on a cute excursion today and found the song and sent it to me and called and requested it. So up next is The Trip by Still Corners.
Thank you.
That was The Path by Lorde. Personally, I kind of like her new album. Really controversial opinion, I feel. But I think it's, like, nice. I don't know. I was obsessed with it this summer, and that song has been stuck in my head. Up next is the last song of tonight that I'm going to play for my mom. Mom, thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. The song is so great, makes me so happy. I feel like it transitions well from the last song. Yeah, it is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending on. You're the only one that is around when you call. You're the only one that is around.
washed me ashore, and it took my
That was Sullen Girl by Fiona Apple. I'm really sorry if you just heard someone speak. Anyway, that was the second to last song. The last one is very short. Thank you so much for listening tonight. I really appreciate every single one of you listening. It has been a fun night. Make sure to tune in next week. And yeah, last song is by Radiohead. Actually, I forgot to tell you that you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, which is super important. Okay, good night.
Skin.